Hello, pilgrims. Greetings from our broadcasting center in the parsonage in the heart of Arthur, Illinois. This is Pastor Bob, and I'm bringing you today episode 7 and 8 of our Samuel in September series. We are all set to hear these words of God. We have the candle aflame. We have the monks chanting, as you can hear, and we have the kava tea poured and ready. Oh yeah, that's ready. So, remember where we left off yesterday? Our two episodes yesterday were 5 and 6. Remember we got the warning for Eli's family that came from a prophet that disclosed the issues with Eli's two sons. And then that beautiful story in episode 6 when the Lord comes to speak to Samuel, and it's the first time that happens in his life, and he keeps thinking it's Eli calling him, but really it's the Lord. And those famous words that Samuel said that we all can take to heart: "Yes, Lord, your servant is listening. Now I'm ready. Now I know who you are. Now tell me what you want me to do." And that's where we left it off, as the Lord came to little Samuel and told him the issues of Eli and his sons. And so we pick it up there. We are in chapter 3 of 1 Samuel, and verses 15 all the way to the end of chapter 3, beginning with verse 15, episode 7, Samuel speaks for the Lord. So for the first time in Samuel's life, he has heard from God. He's heard what to say, and now he will say it, which is what a prophet does. So this is Samuel's premiere of acting in the role of a prophet. And here we go. Chapter 3, verse 15. Samuel stayed in bed until morning, then got up and opened the doors of the tabernacle as usual. He was afraid to tell Eli what the Lord had said to him. But Eli called out to him, "Samuel, my son." "Here I am," Samuel replied. "What did the Lord say to you? Tell me everything. And may God punish you if you hide anything from me." So Samuel told Eli everything. He didn't hold anything back. "It is the Lord's will," Eli replied. "Let him do what he thinks best." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and everything Samuel said was wise and helpful. All the people of Israel, from one end of the land to the other, knew that Samuel was confirmed as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh and gave messages to Samuel there at the tabernacle. And Samuel's words went out to all the people of Israel. And thus concludes episode 7. Samuel speaks for the Lord. Samuel becomes a prophet in the eyes of the people and in the eyes of God. Hannah's little baby, dedicated to the Lord, is now a full-fledged prophet in Shiloh at the tabernacle. And as that episode ends, the last verse of chapter 3, and Samuel's words went out to all the people of Israel. And now episode 8. This is in 1 Samuel chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. The Philistines capture the ark is episode 8. Here we switch gears in our story. Now Samuel has become the full-fledged prophet for the people of Israel, and now we start getting into the history of Israel at that time and what their concerns were, who their enemies were, and how those story comes together with a prophet and the people of Israel. Let us begin. Episode 8, The Philistines Capture the Ark. At that time, Israel was at war with the Philistines. The Israelite army was camped near Ebenezer, and the Philistines were at Aphek. The Philistines attacked and defeated the army of Israel, killing 4,000 men. After the battle was over, the army of Israel retreated to their camp, and their leaders asked, "Why did the Lord allow us to be defeated by the Philistines?" Then they said, "Let's bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from Shiloh. If we carry it into battle with us, it will save us from our enemies." So they sent men to Shiloh to bring back the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim. Hophni and Phinehas, the sons of Eli, helped carry the Ark of God to where the battle was being fought. When the Israelites saw the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord coming into the camp, their shout of joy was so loud that it made the ground shake. "What's going on?" the Philistines asked. "What's all the shouting about in the Hebrew camp?" When they were told it was because the Ark of the Lord had arrived, they panicked. "The gods have come into their camp," they cried. "This is a disaster. We have never had to face anything like this before. Who can save us from these mighty gods of Israel? They are the same gods who destroyed the Egyptians with plagues when Israel was in the wilderness. Fight as you never have before, Philistines. If you don't, we will become the Hebrews' slaves just as they have been ours." So the Philistines fought desperately, and Israel was defeated again. The slaughter was great. 30,000 Israelite men died that day. The survivors turned and fled to their tents. The Ark of God was captured, and Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were killed. That concludes episode 8. Samuel in September, as the Philistines capture the Ark. Just to repeat the verses for today, episode 7 is from chapter 3, verses 15 through 22. And episode 8 is in chapter 4 of 1 Samuel, verses 1 through 11. And thus concludes our episodes for the day. I hope you are finding the story moving and relevant. And I hope the Holy Spirit is broadening your view of how God works in the world and how all things indeed are connected to the power of our mighty God. Tomorrow, we'll move on. It'll be episodes 9 and 10. And until then, may God bless you on this lovely Friday in God's holy world. In Jesus' name, amen.